May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I have to admit that when Ginny was reading Numbers, it really is one of those lessons that teaches us a lot, but it also puts a smile on our faces, because the Jews were known to be like very hard-hearted, that they're hard-headed, they're very stubborn people. And I had a lot of Jewish friends when I lived in Miami Beach, but I remember in the first weeks when we moved down, my mom and dad and I, we went to the grocery store called Publix. And it was amazing how someone would just race around with their carts and push each other. But that was just them. They were very, very aggressive people. But they were God's chosen. And for that very reason, too, they were aggressive, they were hard-headed, but they knew the Lord God, and they were amazing and are an amazing people. But boy, they were just complaining. If only we had meat, and we learned later on they do get meat. But they were complaining of what they didn't have, but they weren't being grateful and saying thank you to God for what they did have, which was freedom. You know, if I think to myself, would I rather be in jail and have excellent food or be out and about? Maybe not eating quite as well. I know what my choice would be. I would want to be out and about. And then Moses complains, which shows his closeness to God. You know, I love how he complains. He was just so honest. You know, did I conceive these people? Did I give birth to them? Should I carry them around like I'm nursing them, like as their babies? And he goes on and on. So God just says, okay, I'll give you some helpers. And he puts his spirit on them. And you would think that would help, but what happens? Two others, Eldad and Medad, some of the spirit rested on them. But they weren't at the tent. They were prophesying in the camp. And I think the lessons for today is for us to look at is, okay, let's not be so jealous of others. Let's not be so controlling. Let God actually be God and be content within ourselves for who we are and what we can do for God. No matter how little or big we think it is, whatever we do for God, if we love Him, is exactly what He wants from us. And He is pleased. So I think the lesson is, let's be content with who we are and not try to control, and also not to be jealous. The same lesson is in Mark, again with the controlling and the jealousy. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop them." Well, for Jesus, there are no outsiders. Everyone is welcome, especially people who want to serve Jesus, who want to serve God, who want to do His will and do His way. Doesn't matter if they've passed the test in our eyes. What matters is they've passed the test in God's eyes, and we shouldn't judge, and we shouldn't be jealous. We are kind of like siblings and younger children. We have to realize God loves us just as much as He loves everyone else, and we are to be secure in that love. And so Jesus tells them right off the bat, don't stop them. Whoever is doing a deed of power in my name will be able to soon not speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. And in other words, the more the merrier. The more they could get Jesus' name out, the better it was. So they had to kind of like broaden their understanding of what it means to serve our Lord. And then he comforts them but warns them. He says, I want you to know that whoever gives you just even a cup of water, because you are with me, because you bear my name, will by no means lose their reward. What a humbling honor that is for us to know somebody gives us something that we need, even if it's small, like a cup of water. Because we belong to Christ, they will be rewarded for their goodness and for their kindness. And then he warns them, if any of you put a stumbling block before these little ones who believes in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck. And it goes on. He was warning them, if these people were healing in my name, don't put a stumbling block in front of them, because there will be consequences. Now, as far as, like, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, and it goes on and on and on, that wasn't literal. Jesus was just trying to tell them that, you know, don't have a wasted life. In fact, when he talks about, where it goes on to say, it would be better for you to not have a foot, to not have an eye, and to be thrown into hell that way than to have everything. What it is he really wasn't talking about being thrown into hell. In the Greek word for the translation for this, it was Gehenna. And it was actually a garbage dump where worms kind of go around and never die. Jesus doesn't want us to be trapped in our own baggage, in our own little garbage dump. He doesn't want us to have a wasted life. Quite the opposite. He wants us to have passion about who we are in his name. He wants us to be excited. He wants us to actually use the Holy Spirit that's in us. And when people are healed and free and brought back to God, that is God's will. That is what he wants. So when he tells us about if our hand causes us to stumble, or our foot causes us to stumble, or our eye causes us to stumble, what that is, it's actually more of a self-examination. Jesus is telling us personally, look at ourselves. Don't point fingers. Examine ourselves. Don't care about what other people are doing. Think of who we are in Christ. How do we think? How do we live? How do we act? How do we love? And how do we forgive? So with our whole life, if we can really show the passion of Christ that is in each and every one of us, if we can utilize the Holy Spirit that's in each and every one of us, if we can help bring back even one person that's lost, that's our honor and that's our goal for Christ. And I personally thought the prayer of the week definitely hit all of the lessons. So if you would like to pray with me, I would like to end with that prayer. Generous God, your Son gave his life that we might come to peace with you. Give us a share of your Spirit, and in all we do, empower us to bear the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.